three, two, and...
classic beauty. I used to be a classic beauty. I don't know why you'd ever want to hurt me. You no longer ask if I could use your money. You know I'd never take it, but why can't you flatter me? Classic beauty. Boys would kiss me and then they'd miss me. I never returned their calls. Nobody calls me anymore. But I used to be a classic beauty. I used to be classic beauty. I used to be a 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 classic beauty. Classic beauty. I used to be a classic beauty. The way girls dress these days makes me sick. They're all just asking for it. But I used to be a classic beauty. I don't look in the mirror anymore. The person I see there is tired and old. But don't you dare to judge me. The only one who has the right is God. And he knows that I used to be a classic beauty. To be a classic beauty. I used 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 to be.
like that. Hello, everybody. It's live radio tonight. You've tuned into CJSF 90.1 on your FM dial, cjsf.ca on your browser, or perhaps you're listening from time and space where there's a different kind of technological patch. I don't know. Welcome, wherever you're coming from. Let's see, I got a guest tonight. This is Wave Station, as you probably know, but if you didn't, now you do. Tonight, all the way from Vancouver Island, Jordan. I don't know why we're doing that.
Drum roll, please.
Yes, we did need a drum roll. That's why we did it.
Fresh off the boat.
This is Jordan Cooey. He did radio one time, so I said, well, you could do my show with me if you want.
Absolutely.
Actually, nobody needs to have any experience to do my show, but it's always helpful. So
I mean, yeah. It's the best. Radio's the best.
Thanks for being here.
Pleased to be here.
Excellent. So let me just finish what I was saying about this radio station is Campus Community from Simon Fraser University. If you didn't know, now you do. And we broadcast out on the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh, all power and all respect. And we're here tonight, and we've got about 2 hours of music.
Yeah, two full hours of bangers.
Bangers.
Yeah, yeah. All killer, no filler.
Yeah, bangers for your banger friends. No, actually, there's no metal in this show tonight, but that's okay, because you can still listen to it if you're so inclined. Let's talk about, you brought some of these songs to, actually, Jordan, you brought these three songs to my attention, so please.
Sure did.
How about I say what the release was, where they're from and stuff, and then you can tell me any tidbits you want to say about them, okay?
I got lots of bit tids for sure.
Okay, perfect. So, International Waters, that was that lovely, dreamy...
one of the goats of Vancouver.
Yeah, Pale Red.
Ugh.
That's off of Heavy Petting, put out in 2018.
I know, it feels so long ago now. They used to play the Red Gate all the time, and I would see them, and I just got addicted to seeing them live. They're just a three-piece, and it was that's my favorite song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Call a Doctor. They did a cool version of the Suburban Lawns Janitors.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
You know, I actually played them before a long time ago on this show.
Mm-hmm.
When I was just looking for Vancouver content. You know, I was new to the city, and I didn't really know what was going on here.
Yep.
So that was interesting, because when I was looking them up, I always see I have some liked songs.
Already?
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you hear that knocking?
Yeah, it's my chair. I'm just a bit heavy.
No, is that really you?
No, it's not. I think it's a woodpecker in the other room.
Excellent. You know, that is kismet, I guess. That's a good sign. We've got the woodpeckers showing up for our show.
You know, they don't stop. They work around the clock.
That's right. knocking their head into a wall.
A concrete wall.
Okay, the song before that, I'm going to say this on air, okay, because it's the title of the song and I'm allowed, I think, I don't know what the rules are, but You're No Hero, Shut Up, Fuck You, Man Whore.
Song is about a very close friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Mine too, actually. Yeah. How do you say this? Otoboke?
I think it's Etobicoke Beaver. But it could be Otoboke Beaver as well.
Okay, they're Japanese.
Yes, Japanese quartet, like harsh grindcore, but like all femme band.
Super fun.
And just like outrageously playful.
And it's a 18-second song. How can you go wrong with that?
18 seconds of pure bliss.
Okay, so that came off of Super Champion?
Super Champion, I think, right?
I must be Champion. I guess I wrote that wrong.
No, I think it's Super Champion. You're right. You're right.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay. 2022 was the release.
Yeah, Necking opened for them at the Commodore this year.
Oh.
It would have been a great show to go to.
Neat. Okay, first song in the set was Classic Beauty. That's LN
Baba.
Why do I have it written as LN Beauty? See that? We're going to have some weird glitches tonight, I swear.
it's not a glitch, it's a feature.
Okay, it's a feature. Welcome to my chaos. This is a window into my brain. Classic Beauty, LN Baba, off of Rubber Eye, put out in 2019. They're an Edmonton artist. What can you tell us?
Double Lunch Records. which is Craig Martell's record label.
Oh, right. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know, right? They're also, like, Keenan's also in fitness. And
yeah.
They're on this crazy record label in New York.
Cool.
I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but a lot of great noise punk.
Nice.
One of the best musicians at Edmonton. Doesn't play enough. Play enough shows or tour that often.
Well, that's your qualitative opinion. Just joking.
I think it's quantitative because I want more.
Oh, okay, fine. Let's get into that. No, what I was going to tell you, well, I was saying it before, but let's tell everyone else. I discovered fitness just by walking into a venue during Sled Island. And, you know, like I hadn't done any research. I just like driven down to Calgary kind of in a rush and was down there and just kind of, ooh, what is this? And walked into the venue and was like immediately completely smitten by this band.
Was it the Palomino?
No, it was a little, like a little place, like a little kind of restaurant that was doing a kind of offside gig as part of the show.
Was it Broken City or?
It was early in the day. It was kind of like an off, it was part of the lineup, but it just wasn't like at a big venue. There was like, smattering of people, like maybe 12 or 15 people were there, but it was like really great. And
Were there any exposed ears under too small of toques?
Exposed ears, little toques. Yeah, probably.
They're everywhere.
I don't see that very often anymore. You know, I saw it the other day at work, actually. One of the clients came in.
Like, ooh. If they're cold, you're cold.
This guy is in design.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Something
like Emily Carr.
Maybe. Okay. So it's we're going to have so much more fun. We've got a lot of songs. So let's see. Let's get into the next set, and we'll talk about it after.
There are only so many eyes.
Hey there.
Hey.
We're back on air live. Well, unless we're canned next week when you're listening.
No, we're just CanCon.
We get to be live and then we have to be canned. It's just the cycle of nature. So that was Bear the Cold, Mitch Davis, Edmonton artist.
Edmonton royalty.
Oh, okay.
The Holtby family is all royalty.
Mm. Well, that's very purple. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, honestly, Mitch and Teddy are both just like, and I can't remember Mitch's sister's name, but I think she's a professor now at U of A for music.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy's in New York still playing jazz and funk. And
oh, yeah.
Mitch is out in Montreal hanging out with almost exclusively Edmontonians.
Yeah. Montreal, the Edmonton to Montreal pipeline, right?
It will not fill the void.
You know what? I don't know this for a fact, and I can't say that I was the first, but I was one of the first.
I mean, you may have pioneered the practice,
but
some of us perfected it.
For sure. So that one came off of The Haunt, put out in 2022. Before that, A Tree, Not a Leaf, Am I? King Khan. That's off of the Invaders soundtrack. It was released, I think they just remastered it, is what, I'm going to say that off the cuff, but it was put out originally in 2016, and the Invaders soundtrack, well, it's for the movie called The Invaders, about the Black Panther splinter group. Really, I don't know enough about it to speak it with a lot of authority here, but it was like a Black Panther, what did you know?
No, I don't know about it, but I'm confident to speak confidently about it.
Great. You know what? If I hadn't said it, you know what? 90% of people would have just believed me.
You know, that takes all it is confidence.
Yeah, true. Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
So you know what's interesting? I was looking at who's on that because, first of all, I can't believe he's singing that. It sounds so perfect. It's so, you know, right on point.
It's got a mood.
It's really got that. You know, it's very reminiscent and it's throwback for sure, mm-hmm. which is good because it's a story set in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, his players, if you look at it, like who played, Aiden Yodorovsky. You know, like that's the son.
The son of the Holy Mountain guy.
Yes.
Yep.
He's on bass, guitar, and organ. Like, where does he meet all these people? Like, he meets everybody, and he knows, like, he was saying how something about how he sent, he got, like, the guy who does SpongeBob to send a happy birthday message to Yodorovsky. Like, what?
Bars. Honestly, I love that.
Yeah. Well, then he proved it to us because he got the SpongeBob guy to send it to the kid that we were hanging out with. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, first song in the set, Gonna Make Time, The Frighteners. They're out of Queens. They put that one out on Nothing More to Say in 2016. All right. I meant to play another song, but I'm going to play it at the top end of this next set.
What do we got next?
And we'll chat later. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Bye.